Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
And one night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just...
Okay, have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
Episode, what is this, 132, who cares, who gives a fuck, pretty much, what it is it's Super Bowl Sunday, which is a national holiday in, America. Apparently it is something that every single American has done, and, to be 100% authentic with you, I watched about 5 minutes of this game. I'm actually catching the last 3 minutes and 49 seconds of this game while I'm talking to you. So I'm basically doing what every other church does. I'm being a hypocrite because, you know what, fuck football. The last Super Bowl that I watched in its entirety was 1986 Chicago Bears against New England Patriots. You know, Richard Dent, fucking Otis Wilson, fucking Emory Moorhead, Doug, what's his name, Kevin Butler, of course, Walter Payton, the Fridge. I mean, it was quite the Super Bowl shuffle. I mean, come on, what the fuck, you know? You know how many people got into rap because of that shit? I mean, really, literally, 85, 86, that was, you know, pretty much the year I got into Run DMC. You know, it might have been partially because of that, because I was a huge Bears fan. But since then, I haven't watched an entire Super Bowl. I may have catched a quarter here, a quarter there of particular Super Bowls. Maybe a total of 5 or 6, including this one tonight. I'm actually watching the last few minutes here, just because I can, I guess. Who gives a fuck? Why am I even talking about the Super Bowl? Well, because that's what you want to hear, right? That's what you're doing currently as well. You're watching the Super Bowl. You're going to see if let's see here. Who's winning? I don't even know what the score is. 16-10. Whatever. But what Americans should be concerned about, I would think, would be poisonous chemicals, the water situation. We did a show last week on the Flint water situation. And, yeah, it's fucked up. You know, people are being poisoned. People are being killed. But I'm not here to just talk about the Super Bowl. I'm pretty much probably gonna play a skinny man rant or maybe a mix, maybe some music. Fuck it, just ride out to it. Other than that, pretty much. Just keep fucking with us. you know, UGSforLife.com. Shout out to the people that do support the Church of Reality, that do listen to the show. We appreciate you. Matter of fact, since it is Sunday, we probably should hear some sombering church music like we used to play. You know, some, I don't want to hear no fucking church music. It's not us. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. We got about 5 minutes left of this fucking show. It's going to end. This is kind of how I'm feeling about the most outside of the people that I'm fucking with, outside of the few people that I consider friends, outside of the UGS family, UGS radio, outside of my family, outside of just a few people, I pretty much feel like this.
Album at iTunes.com or Google Play, or have a hard copy or physical CD delivered with free shipping at mkt.com/MC Mac Store.
MC Mac is available for booking. They're selling verses, tracks, collabo features. If interested, holler back on the number at the bottom of the screen. Thanks. Kamikaze Incorporated Management Group. Get it now.
just heard Nodis fuck everybody. Right after that, you heard the MC Mac commercial for his new album. Speaking of which, MC Mac is going to be on episode 244 of the Murder Master Music Show this Wednesday. So I want to send a special congratulations to KFYB, to Six. He created that show back in 2012. It was a one-man show at the time. It was actually even at Music Wednesdays. It was a great shit. You'd hear a combination of Esham mixed with Brother Lynch Hung, mixed with Nip, mixed with Nat King Cole, pretty much what you hear now on KFYB. I mean, just a mixture of music. He did the smartest thing ever. He went out and got two wonderful people to co-host the show with him, which was Velvet Rose and Mac J. And the three of them, they became the KFYB crew. I mean, you know, that's what it is. They did 175 episodes in a row. And you know, this show, we've taken breaks here or there. You know, every year we might miss maybe two or three episodes. Murder Master Music Show, last year, I think we might have missed one episode. That was only because the guest didn't call in. We might have missed two. I don't know. I don't really keep count. Maybe 10. Who knows? But not many. You know, we try to be consistent. That's the thing with UGS as a whole, is consistency. You know what I'm saying? Go to the YouTube page. Go to youtube.com/ Murder Master Music Show. Subscribe. Make sure to check out all the videos. We got literally almost 250 videos, just like we almost have 250 shows. And we're going to continue to add clips every day. Every fucking day. I mean, I'm grinding real hard with this YouTube page because, you know, I love what I do. I love, you know, what me and Skinny and Mac and Elaine and Six and Velvet and Scratch, Miguel, anybody that's participated in the shows, I love what we all do because we get to interview and talk to legends, people we grew up listening to. It's a huge honor. I also love what we do with me, Skinny, Elaine, of course, Saeed. Can't forget Ron, of course, Six. Sometimes Matt calls in. Other people call into the show. We've exposed a lot of crooked things. We've exposed sick, disgusting rituals within religion. We've exposed sexual abuse within the Catholic Church. We exposed money for profit schemes within the cancer industry. We've exposed people letting harmful chemicals upon others. We've done all kinds of shit with the church, so I'm really proud of what Skinny, Elaine, Mook, can't forget Mook, and myself have been able to do. You know, even when it's just us bullshitting, even if it's just one of us bullshitting, we try our best to be consistent. That's the thing, consistency. That's the problem with so many people out there. They drop a song, they drop a track or whatever, and that's all they do for months at a time. You know, even live cats in the radio, they're not consistent. You know, they'll do a podcast every two or three months or something. You know, I want to shout out First Fam too. They got radio every fucking day, just about. Sickness. They got radio every fucking day. Those two, I want to go on a little media rant right now. for those of you that don't know, those of you who are not members of the media, never been music journalists or journalists of any kind, it's a cutthroat world just like anything else, just like the rap music industry. You know, I'm being in the media, within the rap music industry, I get to see both sides, how fucked up the media is and how fucked up the rap game as a whole is. And what I notice the most is people just continuously steal from others. Continuously. And when it's kind of like when a rapper comes out with a song and it's all trendy, you're going to have 1,000 other rappers come out and try to mimic that song. And the media, it's the same thing. If a journalist interviews an artist or a celebrity of some sorts, an athlete, whatever it may be, an entertainer, and you know, there's viral quotes within the interview that are pulled, they're going to, other sites and other media outlets are going to steal those quotes or repost it themselves. Basically, what they're doing is they are recycling news that was created by somebody else. And here at UGS Radio, that's what I'm proud of, the fact that, you know, we do our own interviews. We've never posted an interview of somebody else's show. Like, if for example, if DJ Vlad interviewed somebody, we've never did a story on it. Well, such and such said on the DJ Vlad show. No, we've never done nothing like that. A Breakfast Club, they're another prime example. What these motherfuckers did was they played a clip of our interview with Jerry Heller, and they didn't even mention the show, which that same clip was on everything from BET to All Hip Hop to XXL to just about every major media outlet you can think of. And all those guys I mentioned, the New York Post, every one of those motherfuckers credited the Murder Master Music Show. Every one of them mentioned, you know what I'm saying, that we did the interview, and the majority of them posted links back to our website, which allowed us to get lots of views, and you know, we got a lot of people fucking with us on the YouTube page. So it's been a hell of a fucking a run so far. I mean, we're 4 years in. Coming up here in April or May, we're going to be 4 years straight doing this nonstop. We're learning as we're going along. Nothing is easy. Nothing comes overnight. There's always struggle. There's always things to learn. There's always different obstacles. We're dealing with bitch-ass motherfuckers that want to hate. You know, we're dealing with, the controversy that comes with interviewing high-profile, legends in hip-hop. You know, you interview somebody and they make a statement about something or someone, and you're going to get a lot of hate. You know, we post up videos and, you know, we never take anything. Like, we never let, that's the difference between us and everybody else. People might write up articles, and they might, the way they write them, they might misquote you completely. We're going to take your fucking words exactly the way you said them and use the clip of us asking you the question or of you answering the question with your words. And that's how it is. And a lot of times we can't control what the media is going to print. I sent out a press release. The whole thing might be about, you know, historical stuff within hip-hop or something of substance, and there might be one little tiny controversial thing in the middle of all that, and that might be the only thing that gets talked about. So it's definitely it's an uphill struggle. It's going to continue to be an uphill struggle. We've got a lot of people that's hating, a lot of people creating fake YouTube accounts just to hate, just to talk shit. I've had people say some real negative shit about, even about my family, you know what I'm saying, about my father. I mean, it's just crazy fucking shit from non-factor, non-relevant douchebag motherfuckers. Plain and simple, just stupid, ignorant pieces of shit. And a lot of them are random, you know what I'm saying? Just people that come out of nowhere that don't we had a video up of Jerry Heller talking shit about Ice Cube, you know, which is, you know, why not? Ice Cube talk shit about Jerry Heller. I mean, why not? And so many people are on there hating on Heller, hating on us for interviewing Heller. And, you know, it's like, get over that shit. You know, this is what we do. You know, when I signed on to be a journalist, I didn't know what the fuck I was getting into. But after a few years, I wanted to keep going in different directions. I wanted to interview athletes. I wanted to interview prostitutes, porn stars, murderers, members of the mafia, coroners, gang leaders. You know, I started going in all these different directions, and I wanted, the main thing I wanted to focus on, even if I was interviewing these big celebrities, I still wanted to focus on the underground, and I also wanted to focus on reality. You know, in other words, I didn't want no bullshit. You know, the other night we interviewed Turk, the Hot Boys, and we asked him about Young Thug and Mac Che. You know, Turk was like, yeah, that dude's cool, man. That dude, you know, I like his music and this, and that. Mac Che is like, that dude is twerking on Baby, man. Fuck that. You know, we go in on the swaggots. A lot of people don't like it. That's why a lot of people don't fuck with us, because we go in on, you know what I'm saying, these dudes who I believe are destroying hip-hop. I don't know. It is what it is. But there you have it, folks. Since you guys all love football so much, and since you guys you know, are proud to be Americans, you know, the Denver Broncos just won the Super Bowl. And who gives a fuck? Tune in this Wednesday, February 10th, 9 p.m. Central. Brand new interview with MC Mac, you know, Kamikaze. You know what it is. You know, we'll see you guys next week. We're out of here. Did you hoes a favor? Yep. If I miss you, then you lucky. No intention.
bitches on me missing. Underboss, I ain't a genie, but this night gon' grant your wishes. Run up on it, hear me, don't it? Otherwise, put a stamp on it. You niggas clowning me, wearing a frown and catch up. I don't think you want it. Boy, don't test me like no hope for sure. I let that burn of smoke. Put the unit to his dome and send them bitches to they home and it's gold. Nah, bitches come a car.
Cool thing is,
giant compilation. The only people that's going to be featured on there are UGS-affiliated motherfuckers who have stayed down, which is not many. Not many at all. Some of the legends and pioneers. Y'all want to reach out to maybe Dark Room and see if I can use the track that they supplied again, put that out again. We'll see what's up. You know what I'm saying? And shit definitely needs to be out there on the market for everybody to get. So we'll be getting at you real soon. Other than that, I'm out of here. Check out this Rant by Skinny. Also, if you want his production, make sure to go to ugsforlife.com, click on the production tab, or click on the right side of your page. There's a graphic, Skinny Man Beats. Hit that. It'll go right to his page. Have different samples of his music. Also, you can go, if you want art, of course, hit the art tab, or hit the graphic for 6 Hellraiser Productions. You know, he's always running different specials and different things. He actually did a new logo for UGS, so be looking for that soon. It's already on some of our web. You can see it actually on the Underground Society Facebook page, which is /UGS4FOR Life. So go there, check it out. I'm out of here. Fuck you. Fuck the Super Bowl. And fuck swag rap. I hate swag rap. Fuck them motherfuckers. We're out of here.
Hey, you know what time it is? It's another Skin in My Rant. What I want to do with this one man, I know some of y'all are going to hate me for it. I don't care. I'm not here for a popularity contest. I'm here to just say what I have to say. And first of all, again, for me to be able to say what I have to say, I want to thank everybody, of course, my UGS people, and prayers for, of course, again, for putting me on the Church of Reality. Now, I ain't going to be on no fucking Fahrenheit type shit, like, oh man, UGS, oh I love UGS, they give me an opportunity, oh that tastes so good. No, I ain't gonna be on that bullshit like that, and then all of a sudden say, oh I hate UGS, and it's just all me now. Nah, you ain't never gonna hear that from me, but I always gotta give props where props is due, which no one doesn't want to do anymore. No one wants to give props to anybody. So I got to give props to Prez for keeping the Church of Reality on long enough to put me on as a co-host, and also let me do my rant any way I want, any way I feel. I know sometimes I probably could say some fucked up shit. I could say it in advance. So if I say some fucked up shit, that's just me. If you don't like it. And the reason why I'm saying it is because I'm saying it because that's what I truthfully know or truthfully feel, or and I'm truthfully going to say it. So, warning shot. Another warning shot I'm going to give you tonight before you try to get comfortable enough to listen to this rant is if you have little small children at home, or if you're a sensitive person that loves your little baby so much your little baby can't do wrong, and you feel you're a good parent, or maybe you're a badass parent and your kid is just a fucking brat, just a fucking runt, just a fucking little piece of garbage, I'ma tell you to turn the channel. Leave right now, because what I'm gonna say you're definitely not gonna like. At least now I'm gonna start giving you warning of kind of what I'm gonna talk about. So that way when you listen to it, you're not gonna be on no, that's fucked up with Skinny Man. So guess what? You don't have to listen to it. I'm not going onto a Christian website promote my rant from the show. I'm not going to a faggots page to promote my faggot rant on they page. I'm doing it for my people. I'm doing it for myself. So with that being said, let me get on to the motherfucking rant.
Okay,
Now, a couple weeks ago, or probably 3 weeks ago, I did a rant about social media. It wasn't even about social media. It was more about just people having sensitive feelings to whatever somebody says. You almost can't say, you don't have the freedom to say what you want anymore without paying the repercussions. So, with that being said, I'm going to say what I have to say. And it's going to be on various different topics. But I want to make sure when I get on talking about the kids, that people don't get all butthurt about it. So, let me just go on into it. And why I say that is this particular rant, particular part of the rant that I'm going to talk about, is this cop is driving behind me, but guess what? Insurance paid, everything, so I'm good. But anyway, as I'm talking with this cop behind me, reading my tab, reading my plate, doing whatever, what I was gonna say now, I was trying to. So, yeah, with the kids. Okay, she turned off. Now, hold the mic a little closer. Like I said, I've been doing these rants while I'm driving lately, so that's what it is. So, back on topic. Someone had posted a post on Facebook a while back, and it was about the. It was this little kid going off, slap. It was a 6-second video of this kid punching or slapping. I don't know if it was an older sister or a parent or whatever. And of course, the parent was real nonchalant about it, or not nonchalant, but just very unintimidating as a parent to that kid. Where the point the kid bulked up at the mama or whoever it was. Like, I'll hit you again. It just shows this little big-headed kid running at the parent. And that's the thing. You notice I said big-headed. This kid had a fucking big head, like, you know, like how a smart motherfucker would. Kind of like that that guy on the Green Lantern. Remember when his head got all big and he was kind of like a fucking elf? Like Sinestro. His head looked like fucking Sinestro from DC Comics, like a fucking Green Lantern villain, you know what I'm talking about? Green Lantern's arch enemy. Yeah, he looked just like Green Lantern's arch enemy. So anyway, this kid who looked like Sinestro, everybody else, of course, is like, oh yeah, bless that child, and the parents are terrible, and the parents should be shot, and this and that. I said something different. A lot of times I do agree with the parents, your kids are only as bad as the parents. But in this particular case, that 6 seconds told me enough to, okay, something's wrong with this kid's head, physically and mentally. I see a lot of kids who have Tourette syndrome. Do you blame the parents for that? A lot of times, the parents can't control how the kid acts because of a disease that a kid has. If a kid is born sick, do you blame the parent for that? If the kid's born with a rare disease, are you going to blame the parent for that? And of course, I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, the kid is this and that. The kid was born with an unfortunate genetic, you know, syndrome of some sort. So, you know, that's what it is. But you ain't going to blame the parent on that. At least I'm not going to. But people find the cop-out way to not talk about a kid because of a deformity that the kid has. And though I'm saying, I see a physicalness of why he's acting the way he's acting, because I said it may be a mental issue. This little boy looked like he had a mental issue. And physically, his head was huge. Like a kid that you would see in a special ed type of class. And because I said that, a lot of people, women, said, whatever I do in my life, I probably don't do it right if I work with people like this. Because I don't know what I'm talking about. First of all, let me tell you something. I have two jobs. These bitches out here probably have no jobs talking about, I don't know what I'm doing with my job. Not knowing that I have two jobs, bitch. So anyway, with that being said, and out in the club, you know, you have women thinking that, and then you have these simp ass men. Oh, how could you say that about a kid? You're not a real man. Really? Second of all, real Mr. Man, Mr. Simp Man, you don't know me, but I know you're a simp. Because y'all covered with the same characteristics that come and save in for the woman and vouch for the woman just to get some pussy part. So I say something about this little bad kid with a big head acting a fool. And I'm trying to catch the parents some slack by saying, you know what, the kid with that 6 seconds within this video has a mental issue. Whether it was received by the parent or whether the kid was born with it. Obviously, the physical trait, him having a huge head, and a lot of kids have big heads. I'll say that, and people probably listening now and say, oh, skinny, talking about calling all kids big-headed. I know, I've seen videos of big-headed kids twerking on their head. Little boys, I'm not talking about little girls, I'm talking about these little boys doing handstands on their big-ass head, twerking. And they think that's true. A big-headed ass kid smoking the weed because the fucked-up parent. That's another video I want to talk about. But I'm mainly talking about this one that I got bashed on or attempted. And, of course, me, I'm going to say what I say, so I'm going to defend what I say. And then I have the rant to do it even further. So, I say what I said about the kid, you know, having a mental issue. People was making all kinds of comments, blaming the parents, saying, oh, kids are going to be kids. Kids are kids. Okay, I get that. Kids pick up traits from adults. Yes, we know that. I say that all the time. But this particular video, nobody wanted to talk about that kid's big head. And no one wanted to say that the kid had a mental issue, whether it's mental retardation or some kind of behavioral problem that needs to be attended to quick fast. No one wants to talk about that because everybody's in a delusional world and suffocating themselves in the lie of the quick cop out that, oh yeah, it's the parent's fault, the parent should be to blame for how that kid is acting. I see kids in the mental ward at the job that I work at. When I go up there, I see kids slitting their wrists. I see kids at the age of 11. Now, at the fucking age of 11, what do you have to be depressed about? A kid being depressed or stressed. Let's put it there. A kid being stressed, I think it's more attention. Because a lot of kids do things for attention anyway. Adults do a lot of shit for attention. These broads do a lot of things for attention. Men do a lot of things for attention. That's the key word. So, I have to say that to say this. I see these kids, they up in the mental health ward. Sometimes I don't see the parents, you know, anywhere up there. And it's like, what did the kid do so bad that the kid is here at age 6, at age 7 through 11? Some of the kids have slits on their wrists. If you're going to cut, and why I say it's attention is because if you're going to slit your wrist, you're going to slit your fucking wrist to where you're ready to cut your fucking wrist, your hand off from your wrist. And you're going to go this way. Not vertical. Or not horizontal, and you're doing just little skin scratches to where you leave little scar tissue and all that cute shit to say, hey, look it, I'm a cutter. I'm a slasher. I'm a cutter. Look at me. Look it, I got a ring full of them. It looks like I'm wearing bracelets of cuts around my arm, 50 cuts that I have, because da-da-da-da-da, you know, you're just a kid with mental issues. And part of it is attention. A lot of it is attention. A lot of it comes from the single parent home, where the mother tries to be the mother and the daddy, and the daddy's not around because either A, the daddy got ran out of the house, or two, the daddy just ran from his responsibility. One of the two. But it's not always just the daddy's irresponsible. A lot of times you gotta blame the fucking woman for running the man out of the house, whether because A, she one day fucks up and says, you know what, this kid may not be yours. Okay, well, what do you expect that man to do? Number two, you may just think you don't need the man anyway because you think you're female on some Shiva type shit, and you want to act like you could take care of everything. But at the same time, you're saying men ain't shit, and at the same time, you wonder why you're with four or five different men, and all of a sudden, you pop out three or four more babies by these three or four or five different men, and all the men that you're with ain't shit. When you don't even look in the mirror and see the crystal picture, that it's you that is fucking up. It's you that need to change your life. Go back to the kids. Now, I told you, if you're still listening, you're getting all hand on your chest like, oh my God, Skinny, you is really tripping tonight. I told you, turn away. Because a lot of you don't want to hear the truth anyway. A lot of you want to hear, are so used to the mass hearing, the mass saying, that when I say stuff from shit that I heard, shit that I read, shit that I've lived through, you don't want to hear what I say. Instead, you want to say that I'm crazy. It's okay for you to call me crazy, but when I call a little kid crazy, when I call a little kid retarded, when I call a little this and that, oh, I'm a big bully now. I'm evil now. You're evil. Skinny man's evil. He is the devil. You need Jesus in your life. I hear everything and everything clearly, and I just laugh with a diabolical laugh. Get back in my chair like, you know, what you say don't even bother me. As a matter of fact, it makes my fucking dick hard because it's like, y'all is worried about what I say so much that you would let it affect your life or your Facebook spread, and then you start typing it all capital letters because you got mad at what I said before, because that's what the truth will do. And me showing freedom for myself, whereas you're afraid of what, if I say this on Facebook, people's gonna hate me, or even Facebook could ban me for 24 hours. I could give a fuck if Facebook bans me for 12, 24 hours for life. It ain't enough for me to figure something else out. It ain't enough for me to talk to my real people who I really fuck with. Because out of my 200, 300 friends that I have on Facebook, I don't fuck with everybody. I can't even say 10 people I really fuck with on a regular. There's only a few. And I told you who those few was last week. I also fuck with my brother Ricky J. And when I call him my brother, he's really my brother from another mother. I've known that man for a long time. So, it is what it is. There's some family on my Facebook page I don't even talk to, but they just there. They just there. And when they see a thread that they may disagree with on mine, oh, then they pop out of nowhere. They pop out of from nowhere's land and say, oh, I thought, what, you don't believe in God? What, wait, you hate women? What? Let me inbox you then, because that's what it is. You know, I got to make myself known now. Hey, you know, yeah, you hate lesbians. Well, guess what? I'm a lesbian. You know, I'm waiting for that one to come out. Because I be talking about boo daggers all the time. Even though one time she gave me a thumbs up on that shit. But anyway, back to case in point. People is afraid to talk about kids. And black folks are the most guilty. And yes, I had to throw that in there. Because, oh, Skinny, you can't go without one rant without bringing down your black folks. Why can't you say something positive? What the fuck is there positive to say when everything you see is negative? When everything black folks is doing is negative?
motherfuckers twerking in videos. Motherfuckers record cops and not jumping on these motherfucking cops. How's that positive? How can I talk about positive then? Show me some positive so I can talk about it. But until then, I'ma keep talking about women wearing the symbiote venom hair on their head, that when they get in a fight with each other, and that's the thing, they get in a fight with each other, but when everybody else, they change up their voice, like, oh yeah, hey, how you doing, Miss April Doomsday, you killed my great-great-grandfather, your great-great-grandfather did, but yeah, I'ma kiss your ass, but then as soon as you get with your own people, you want to kill them. And so then you start fighting and windmill slapping and windmill punching and pulling her. Come to find out that the her ain't hers. And you pull it out, and when you throw it on the wall, it sticks on the wall and it crawls away. And then the bitch is looking for her. And it's like, man, what the fuck is going on? And you want me to be on some positive shit about black folks. Well, you're supposed to be pro-black power and pan-Africanist and all that stuff. You're supposed to be uplifting our sisters. You're supposed to be uplifting the brothers that are lost. You know how long I've been trying to do that, man? You know how long I've been doing posts, having talks with people? I'm no lecturer now. I ain't out there doing lectures, but I do have talks with people about stuff like this. But instead, they want to throw God at me. They want to throw Jesus at me. They want to show me a picture of a hippie and say, this is who I need in my life. And I say, no, in order for us to build, in order for black folks to grow, we need to get rid of that image. We need to get rid of that belief system. But they don't want to let go of that. So then that's when I back up. But they still keep trying to drag me in and say, what are you doing to help us? Like I said, motherfucker, I tried. And y'all don't want to do nothing about it. So, hey, guess what? I'm out. But I still do the rants and I still do the posts because I know there's people that look for information just as I am when I see other people putting up posts. How can I talk about anything positive about black? How can I talk about anything positive about human beings, period? Black, white, Asian, Mexican. How can I talk about anything positive when nobody's doing a damn thing to fight the system? When nobody, instead we want to do marches, which gets you nowhere. Instead we want to cry a lot, which really gets you nowhere. They just get you picked on more. When a bully sees a wimp crying, guess what? That turns the bully on even more. That gives them a fucking hard on to fucking do some more shit. Like, oh, you want to cry? I'm gonna really give you something out of the fucking car. I'll throw you a little pussy. You know, and that's just what it is. So black folks, stop crying. Everybody else, along with black folks, stop moaning and let's just laugh at it. Instead of saying, fuck faggots, this and that, just laugh at the motherfuckers. Just laugh at them. Because that's what I do now. Yeah, I'll have my rants now and then. Fuck you faggot motherfucker. But guess what? When it's all said and done, I just laugh at them. That's all I can do. I don't have the money and the power to shut they shit down. The money and the power put them motherfuckers in places where they are at now. They even put them in our grocery stores. Sometimes I wonder if it's in the GMOs and the food because everybody's getting turned out. I see two more guys twerking their ass off, shaking that boy pussy, fucking faggots. I mean, motherfuckers putting on dresses again still. My name is William, and I like figuring their body. My name is William, I like dressing. You see a lot of motherfuckers running around like that. You know? So, it's just crazy how people get so butthurt, so sensitive, so offended by what I say. Because I'm able to think differently than the most and think like the song,
who have that 5% knowledge, I guess, or 10% knowledge, or whatever percent of knowledge that people don't want to obtain because they want to think and be comfortable with the lie. People love to be comfortable with the lie. That's just like when a female will ask you, oh, do I look fat in this? And they want you to be like, oh, no, baby, you know, you look great. Oh, really? You're just saying that. And then you might even fucking just give out and say, hey, bitch, you know what? You're right. I'm just saying that. And then it's a problem. When you're being honest and you told a motherfucker to be honest. Now, I sound like I'm talking about me. I'm not. This ain't about me. I'm just talking about men in general, what they have to deal with women. But that's what happens, you know. It's just fucking crazy how these feminists, could be pro-women, but then when a man tries to be a pro-man or pro-straight or pro-anything, it's looked at as evil. They could live, but they put their live backwards for us that we're evil. Because we're not allowed to live in the life that we believe or know is right. Instead, they want to do these other things, like shortchange us and say that we're evil because we love being heterosexual, we love being a man, and we acclaim the handicaps that we have that women keep us in. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what we have to go through nowadays. We have to go through this social construct that everything that we say is wrong because we can't talk about little kids having big heads. We can't talk about retards being retarded. We can't talk about faggots being the abomination of the earth. We can't talk about, you know, black or white or Asian or sick or Jew or humpback or little nose or big nose or little hat. Big Mexican hat. We can't say any of that shit without somebody having to get offended. And a lot of times the motherfuckers ain't the motherfucker we're talking about. I could be talking about a motherfucking faggot and this heterosexual motherfucker will come in like, well, it's been on the planet since blah, 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 blah. And if they ain't bothering you, then get the fuck out of here. They'll have a motherfucking black coming in here defending a Jew who hates they ass. Why do you have so much hate in your heart, brother? Hey, brother, if you don't see how I'm seeing it right now and what's going on with these type of people have done to our people, then guess what? Don't call me your brother. Because you're the one I have to look out for when shit go down. If shit go down and the KKK coming to our neighborhood, how do I know you ain't going to run over there and say, yes, the boss, yes, the mayor, you know, there go them Negroes right there. That ain't you. How I know you ain't going to be one of them motherfuckers. And you standing right behind me holding a gun, and I'm holding a gun in the front line. All of a sudden, you point a gun to my head. You're walking me up to the KKK Grand Wizard, saying, I got one of them, boss. I think he's the infiltrator. I think he is the ringleader of this shit, boss. Yes, master, this I does good. How I know you ain't one of them cool, Illuminati-ass motherfuckers. So don't tell me, brother this and brother that, and I have hate in my heart when that's what I should have for a certain group of people, like the motherfucking Jews who play the victim, but are reaping the benefits of black slaves, of everybody who's working a job, black, white, Asian, short, tall, midget. How am I not supposed to not like the motherfucker? And when someone like me talks about the kids, I defend kids all the time. So in one comment I talk about a kid having a big head, and it's true, you're acting like I say, oh, this kid got a big head and he's got a little head, and you say, no, he don't, skinny. He has a little head. He has a normal head.
How evil could you be, skinny man? I promise you, this motherfucker's head was like Mr. Sinestro. And he's slapping with them little ass arms and Ethiopian ate in 20 days stomach and, you know, Vienna sausage belly button hanging out because the mama didn't take care of that. And he running up slapping the camera and shit, yet you wanna say, oh, that's rude of you, skinny. If you ain't got better things to do than talk about the children, those are God's children. And here we go with this God trip. And then the next thing I'm waiting for is, skinny, you know, possibly to go to hell for this. Then that's what I have a problem with. If it's a God that, you know, jealous and tells us he's the only God, and I question it. Why is that a problem? Why is that an issue? But if this is skinny, man, you know, I'm about to get up out of here. You know, it's late again. It is what it is. Like I said, you know, you can't talk about little kids, I guess, man. Before motherfuckers get hurt. Of course, you already know you can't talk about the fucking fruity-ass faggot. And feminazis will tell you that if you're proud and straight and a man, you're evil. And you're not supposed to think like that because we're supposed to be under their power and be submissive to them and be inferior and all that. Fuck all that shit. But I'm going to get out of here before I get into another goddamn rant. And that's what I'm going to have to do, man. I'm just going to pile a bunch of rants together and make it into a show one night. As a backup for just in case the friends or one of us can't make the show, then, you know, it is, you have a rant. And I know there's a couple of people out there that said, well, I don't want to listen to fucking skinny man talk for an hour because he's talking all negative and shit. Like I said, show me something positive. Show me something that's changing the world. Show me something that there's an uprising of people, no matter what color it is, that is bringing all colors together or their people together. And show me something like that, and we'll talk about that. Until then, we're in reality. And the reality is, it fucking sucks. You know, we're controlled by a financial system where you have to have money to survive. You have to have this. You have to have a status that really matters. I'd rather be a real nobody than a fake somebody. But because I have that issue, people want to be that fake somebody. Because they have to be seen as the fucking attention that they have. But I'm going to get out of here. Skinny man, I was supposed to be out of here 2 minutes and 30 seconds ago. I'm out of here. Peace.